Page 52. The Jamaican Bobsleigh Team. Would you believe that a Jamaican bobsleigh team has actually competed in the Winter Olympic Games? It sounds rather absurd, but even more incredible is the fact that they won a gold medal in the Games in 2000. It all started back in 1987 with two businessmen from Jamaica. George Fitch and William Maloney noticed that the local pushcart race in Kingston looked similar to a bobsleigh race. This is how the idea came to them. Let's have a Jamaican bobsleigh team. Great idea, but don't you need snow? Jamaica is thousands of kilometres away from the nearest snow. No shops in Jamaica sell equipment for winter sports, and although there are plenty of good athletes in Jamaica, there were no bobsleighers to be found. Still, Fitch and Maloney thought that their idea was good enough to overcome all these problems. They managed to create a team of six, which moved to Austria to learn how to bobsleigh. The team members weren't very successful at first. They found practicing difficult, cold, and painful. They kept crashing the sleighs, and their equipment kept breaking down. But they were stubborn, and slowly the team's performance improved. They hired an Austrian coach to train them, who chose their driver from the team. He chose Dudley Stokes because he had been an army helicopter pilot. It may sound silly, but Dudley's experience was useful because to drive a bobsleigh you need skill and concentration. Four people man a bobsleigh. They begin by pushing the bobsleigh at the start of the mile-long run, and then they jump on board. The sleigh can reach a speed of 140 kilometres per hour while flying down the icy track, and the tiniest mistake can endanger the whole team. The bobsleigh team's first Olympic Games was in Calgary in Canada in 1988. The Olympic Committee allowed them to take part after a big debate because many people thought the Jamaican bobsleighers were just making fun of real bobsleighers and shouldn't be allowed to compete. But by the time the Games started, the Jamaican team was already famous, with thousands of fans. One of the reasons was that they had their own song, Hobbin and Bobbin, which became very popular with other participants in the Games. It was sung by the reggae singer Freddie Powell, who was also a team member on the Jamaican team.